Hey friends, welcome to The Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're looking at Acts chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. Let me read this reflection. We'll take some time to pray and then talk about what it means to live this out. Being a follower of Jesus in the first century was not for the faint of heart. Stephen was an early Christian leader and was performing signs, wonders to the disdain of the synagogue and the religious leaders of the day. His faith in Jesus made him a target for false accusations about his character and his conduct and what he was trying to do. Really, he was accused of speaking against the law of Moses and of Moses himself. And ultimately, in Acts chapter 6, this leads to his stoning. And one of the most brutal ways of death we can even imagine. Acts chapter 6, verses 8 through 15. We're told that in that scene, one of the Pharisees named Saul approved of his murder. Following Stephen's death, a persecution, we read this in verse 1, a persecution began against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea, Samaria, except the apostles, right? So you have the leaders of the church who stay in the area, but everybody else, like fearfully, is kind of scattered as they begin to flee. And while the early believers grappled with grief and fear, the Saul character that we're first introduced to really in chapter 6 and 7, he began ravaging the church, entering house after house, dragging men and women, put them in prison. And despite his religious instruction and fervor for the Lord, Saul, in his own internal rebellion, which he was blind to, he did not exhibit the kind of love, compassion, and mercy that Yahweh had consistently shown his people. And yet God was abundantly merciful to him. In spite of Saul's persecution, the spread of the gospel did not stop. What was meant for evil, God used for good. These circumstances allowed the gospel to spread beyond Jerusalem's city limits as Jesus instructed his apostles. And now the people of Judea and Samaria were hearing the good news about the Messiah. But I mean, I want you to pause and think about this for a moment. It was out of fear and grief as their world has been turned upside down and they are scattered from their homes. God begins to use that experience in their lives for the growth of his church, the good of his people, and ultimately his glory. Now, take a moment. We're going to share some prayer points. You might need to pause after I share these and pray some of these back yourself. And number one, Saul was in hearty agreement with the Sanhedrin murdering Stephen. However, he did not participate in the stoning. Are there areas in your life where you might not participate in the quote unquote stoning, but are ready to judge and sentence someone in your own mind? Pray that God will show you any weak areas in this space. Number two, some of the devout men buried Stephen and loudly cried for him. Would you ask yourself for a moment, maybe ask the Lord to help you in this time. Do you need to grieve for anything right now? Maybe anyone? You need to pause and practice the biblical response to grief, which is lament. And number three, followers of Jesus are still being persecuted today. This is not some like ancient world thing that happened in church history. It happens now. And I think one of the privileges we have in the West is that we are called to pray for those who are imprisoned or suffering because they're experiencing persecution. They're experiencing suffering because of their faith in Jesus. Pray for them that they would have a boldness, assurance, and that we would hear some of their stories and be stirred to a similar boldness in our own lives. Finally, I want to pause and ask, what does it mean to live this out? Why don't you ask yourself this question? What does it mean to stay faithful to Jesus in this age, like a Stephen? pray that God would show you how to impact your neighbors, the nations, and the next generation. Friends, thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.